This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
So, Kristi Noem, and you may not know this if you're an illegal immigrant, who is the head of the Department of Homeland Security, but also carries a Gucci bag, very fashionable.
Okay.
Which contained her DHS bag, passport, driver's license, mobile phone, and $3,000 in cash, was stolen from her while she was out in public. Mm-hmm. Turns out the guy who did it, a Chilean illegal immigrant who served 3 years in London for basically being a high-end pickpocket, gets out and is like, you know what? I'm done with this going to prison thing. I'm going to Joe Biden's America, where I can rob whoever I want, along with the rest of the illegal immigrant gang, who targets rich people, apparently. So a lot of people speculating that this was something done to her because of who she is. No, he didn't know who she was. This is how ridiculous it's gotten in America. Anyway, it turns out the perp is a Chilean illegal immigrant who served 3 years in London prison for his crimes, but now has come here because why wouldn't you, right? I mean, they're all here. It's nuts. Over the weekend, for instance, Florida alone, where they've deputized the Highway Patrol, State Wildlife and Fisheries, like all of those guys. They did their own raid. You can do that now. Department of Homeland Security supervised, but this was largely Florida law enforcement. They pick up 800 illegal immigrants. Among them, they get a terrorist who's wanted, a Interpol wanted criminal from Russia, and multiple illegal immigrant gang members who are felons who were wanted and have deportation orders. They just scoop them all up, 800 people.
They should have called it Operation Gator Done.
Oh, that'd be even better, wouldn't it? So anyway, then it turns out, well, he has, I guess, support staff. This is a international South American theft ring. So they've all moved here. Because in Joe Biden's America, you could just target Americans, rob them blind, no big deal. We've never seen this before. Like, you know, the scandal not too long ago when they very quietly resolved it once Trump took office, somehow couldn't get it done during Biden's term. Ends up, you know, like if you're in the NFL and you go play on the weekend, they know you're not home, obviously, right? Because you're on the TV.
Right.
Illegal immigrant international gang. Mm-hmm. They're either here illegally or they're here on visas. They've flown in to rob you. Why? Because they can't.
Yeah.
They can't. So when you're the head of the Department of Homeland Security and you can't sit there without having your stuff stolen by an internationally wanted criminal, I mean, give me a break. Anyway, apparently he's an expert at this. This is what he does. He's a pickpocket. It was kind of shocking, actually, she says, because it was sitting right by my feet. I actually felt my purse. He hooked it with his foot, drug it a few steps away, dropped a coat over it and took it, she says. I thought it was my grandkids kicking me in the legs, but it was very professionally done. Oh, my gosh.
Yep. Picked the wrong Gucci to grab.
Yeah. So anyway, he's on his way out of here again.
Good.
Yeah.
Hopefully to stay.
Meanwhile, I got to say, this whole thing on Friday, and it got buried under a whole lot more news, but with the New Mexico judge and his wife being arrested, sums up with that. That's bigger than just, hey, he's an illegal immigrant, you can't lend him your guns. There's something bigger going on there. Did you hear what the assistant director of the Department of Homeland Security, Trisha McLaughlin, said about that on Fox? Mm-hmm. I mean, when you send the FBI into the Department of Homeland Security, something's weirdly up. Here she is, just talking about again, this is the New Mexico judge helping the illegal immigrant criminal, not the Wisconsin judge
helping the illegal immigrant.
Right, right. He was housing the illegal immigrant. And by the way, also other Tren de Aragua members as well were in and out of there constantly. Okay, listen to this. This is just absolutely crazy what the judge and his wife are accused of doing.
It went beyond just harboring this member of Tren de Aragua. The wife and that judge actually went so far as to destroy evidence, including there were two photos on this criminal illegal alien's phone that showed decapitated individuals, and he was sending that around. They went so far as to take a hammer and destroy this phone so that police couldn't access this. We are going to continue to go after these activist judges, especially in such egregious cases like this.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why would you want, as a judge in this country, to help criminals like that?
Only answer I got is Democrat.
Yeah, well, that's...
They're just crazy. And then, like, you know to go after the illegal immigrant's phone and delete the decapitation pictures on it, which tells me you knew they were there. Mm-hmm. And what kind of guy who's just your tenant, I guess, living on your property, why do you have his phone? How do you know it needs to be destroyed, wiped? And what were you wiping? Never mind they have this thing called the cloud.
Yeah.
Right. So there's other ways they have to figure it out. But, I mean, something big's going to go on there. I think it maybe implicate the Democrat Party. And then you keep in mind, the judge was formerly, before he was elected as magistrate judge, a police officer. He knows better than this. This is not just a gosh, he seemed like a really nice young man who recently came across the border, so I gave him a place to stay. That's not what this is. This is way beyond that. Meanwhile, Democrats, just the hills they pick to die on these days, Lee, I don't get. Defending this judge in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Chuck Schumer, minority leader in the Senate, writing, there are no kings in America. Trump and Bondi can't just decide to arrest sitting judges at will and threaten judges into submission. This is a dangerous escalation and attack on the separation of powers, and we will fight this with everything we have.
It's hilarious hearing Schumer say that about Trump, considering what Democrats did to Trump.
I know. And considering what we just learned last week, I thought the biggest story of last week came from Tulsi Gabbard, the declassification of that program to not just censor us, but to debank us for our political and religious beliefs. And of course, they classify it because what they were doing was illegal. So they had to hit it behind classification. And you have the nerve to say there's no kings. You were politically persecuting us. I mean, what's unbelievable is, like, who got debanked? Everyone around Trump, his attorneys, Melania. Even Trump Jr. was saying, look, we had to use cryptocurrency for a while. We were debanked. We couldn't use bank services. And they even debanked Barron. What the heck did he do?
Yeah, really.
He's just a kid. And then Chuck Schumer has the unmitigated gall to say there's no kings in America after all of that. But when you dig into what this judge did, it's really bad. And again, I mean, she realized that ICE was out there. ICE had permission to be there. They had already communicated with law enforcement, were told to stay outside the court and wait there. They were doing that. They followed orders. She finds out they're outside the court. She ushers the illegal immigrant and his attorney very quickly into the jury box room, where it's just, you know, it's jurors and court staff basically are supposed to go. Shoves him out the back door, comes out the front door, screams at them, at ICE, yelling, screaming, losing her mind. And then sends them in the opposite direction to the Chief Justice's office, says you're not allowed to be here. She doesn't make those rules. And knowing full well, she's sending them in the opposite direction of the illegal immigrant. Think about this. His victims were sitting in the courtroom, including a woman and a man who he beat severely enough. They spent days in the hospital recovering. Doesn't care, Lee. Doesn't care about the victims. They mean nothing. It's all about the illegal immigrant every time. And by the way, completely ignoring the fact, arrest warrants do not fall from the sky, okay? They are signed by federal judges if you're doing federal charges. Yeah. A federal judge looked at the evidence and signed the warrant.
Yep. That was due process.
That was actual due process,
and
I know.
And they're circumventing due process.
Yes. And their take is she's a Democrat judge, can't arrest her. Which I'm sure they'd take that point of view if it was a Republican, right?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, right. Sure.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So, you know what, though, and I'm going to play this coming up. Scott Jennings had a great take on this. CNN saying, why did you make a spectacle of this? Why did you drag this woman out? And they filmed her being, like, taken away in the car and everything. That needs to happen because so many Democrat officials think they can just break the law.
Why did CNN show up for Roger Stone's arrest?
That was a spectacle, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that was a spectacle.
Well, you know what? We keep going with spectacles like Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
And how they went through Melania's underwear drawer with, like, you know, maximum media attention. I mean, they roll right up to the front of the place. So, yeah, we can do this all day long if you want. But I hope this was assigned, especially these Democrat mayors who think, you know, Democrat police chiefs think that you can aid and abet illegal immigrants. No more. Well, another Epstein alumni did not kill themselves, or did, depending on your point of view. Virginia Guffrey, over the weekend, probably the most prominent witness in terms of those who were sex trafficked. Everyone pointing out she wrote a post in 2019 to not believe it if she ever killed herself. I am making it publicly known that in no way, shape, or form am I suicidal. I have made this known to my therapist and GP. If something happens to me, in the sake of my family, do not let this go away. Help me to protect them too. Too many evil people want to see me quieted, she wrote before killing herself. Now, that was in 2019. This is today. Many years have passed, but still. And the reason this is news that she killed herself is because so many Epstein alums have killed themselves, including Epstein himself, who famously did not kill himself, but also did kill himself also. Great American embarrassment, if you ask me, the whole shoddy affair. Okay, her background's very interesting. She accused Prince Andrew of having sex with her when she was being pimped by the Epstein cabal. She was underage at the time. He denies it, but he also paid her a multi-million dollar settlement. And one of the most famous pictures from that whole era is him and her when she's underage, the prince, and he's got his arm around her bare midriff. They're looking awful chummy in a very inappropriate way given her age. So he says he never met her, which is weird since he's in the picture with her looking awfully cozy, but he did pay her the multi-million dollar settlement. So there you go. Anyway, Guffrey, 41, arguably the most prominent Jeffrey Epstein survivor, died by suicide. So did Epstein himself. Jean-Luc Brunel, a French model agent who was involved in Epstein's sex trafficking operations, and Mark Middleton also killed himself, but maybe not. Former aide to Bill Clinton, who acted as the point of contact between Clinton and Epstein, especially for Epstein's visits to the White House and Bill's jaunts on the plane. Now, here's where it gets weird. Guffrey actually got recruited by them while she was working at Mar-a-Lago. She was underage at the time. Now, the left screaming about that over the weekend. Oh, she's dead now. Trump must have done it. Some crazy thing like that. Well, Trump also barred Epstein from Mar-a-Lago back then because of his inappropriate advances to people who worked there. So that part they always like to leave out because it doesn't fit the narrative. But whatever the case. Anyway, Prince Andrew settled her civil lawsuit in around 2022 for what's rumored to be about a $14 million payout. So she had this big, lovely, beautiful farm. She had three children when she did not kill herself, but also maybe did kill herself. You never know with the Epstein. You know, honestly, I'm amazed that Ghislaine Maxwell is still alive. Which, by the way, brings this up. Where are the Epstein files? Is that the strangest thing or what? Now, Trump runs on, among other things, I'm going to release them. Pam Bondi says, hey, we're going to have them tomorrow. To which even I was confused because she said, well, I got it on my desk. I'm like, you have it on your desk? How could you have it on your desk? I mean, the volume of evidence is massive. There were raids on by the FBI on multiple houses in the island. I mean, you have it on your desk? How does it fit on your desk? I was really confused, too, as to why PM Bondi was going to be the one releasing it, since the FBI has all the documents. She's DOJ, but I figured, and I even said today before, I said, I don't really understand, why is PM Bondi the point? It should be Cash Patel or whoever's running the FBI. They have it. They have this stuff, not her. She apparently thought she was releasing it. She didn't. The stuff she released in those silly binders was things that have already been public. So, I mean, the whole thing is really weird. Especially given her post from 2019, which she said she was not suicidal, but feared a suicide would be staged by evil people seeking to silence her. And then it got even weirder, because within the last month, she's had a car accident in which she posted a beat up picture of herself and said that doctors had told her basically she was so damaged from the accident that she would be dead within 4 days. And everybody went, what? Was that a botched assassination attempt, or she just legit had a car accident and now she's dead? This is so weird. Anyway, God bless her. She's had a very long, very hard life. But still. Yeah, texter writes, no, she was 16 when she was a junior staffer at Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago in Florida. So, yeah, she was recruited by Epstein there, but Epstein thrown out of Mar-a-Lago famously for that. So, texter writes, Tira, was Hillary in England? I don't know. Another texter writes, Tara, that guy from Atlanta who used to be on at noon would say everyone who says that always kills themselves. Another texter writes, hey, Tara, why wasn't that illegal's lawyer charged as a co-conspirator? I wondered that. I don't know. Maybe we'll get an answer. Texter writes, Tara, in Mexico, the cartels have the judges on their payroll. Folks, that is exactly what that Tren de Aragua situation looks like with the judge and his wife and her daughter in New Mexico. But you got to complete the sentence, though. Texter writes, hey, Tara, in Mexico, the cartels have the judges on their payroll. Yes, and those who refuse to go on the payroll get killed. What can a judge and his wife try to destroy the phones with the decapitated body pictures on them? I'm telling you, something big is there. You know what that is, folks? I think you're going to end up finding something like a human trafficking operation tied directly to the Democrat Party. He was running part of it for New Mexico. Think about it. Border state. Makes sense. Texter writes, hey, Tira, there are no kings, but there are oligarchs. Yes. And none of them are in our party. With the exception of Mitch McConnell, but he's largely gone now. Texter writes, Tira, they are deranged. That's why they call it Trump derangement syndrome. And finally, texter writes, Tira, there's no such thing as coincidence. Look, I got to tell you, it's weird. Anyway, I really want to see those Epstein documents. So I hope I really hope Team Trump gets them out. What? Yeah, texter writes, you can't hide evil. I know. Look, what has been leaking out onto certain podcasts is that Team Trump does have a lot of the documents. They're going through them and redacting them and doing the hard work of that there's a whole team of FBI agents on it, but it's such a massive volume of stuff that it's taking time. I hope that's what the answer is, because otherwise it doesn't look good. Here's Trump's deportation czar, Tom Homan.
Yesterday, the president said this, and I quote, "We cannot give everyone a trial because to do so would take, without exaggeration, 200 years. Now, the court has said that those subject to the statute needed to be given the opportunity to challenge their removal. To me, I interpret that as a sense of due process. How do you interpret that?
I think due process was given, like the Maryland father, the MS-13 terrorist that was removed. He had due process. He was ordered removed by two different immigration judges. But here's what they're doing. Here's the plan. The Biden administration overwhelmed the system. 10.5 million people came to the border. They know it's going to take years to get through the court docket. By then, they're hoping there's another Democratic administration in. They'll have U.S. citizen children. Then all of a sudden, nobody wants them removed. We're spoiling their plans to have future Democratic voters and through a census have control of the House through a census vote. Democratic sanctuary cities get more seats in the House. This is their plan. That's why they overwhelmed the system. That's why they didn't detain them. When they detain them, they get a hearing in 35 days. They released them. Now it's going to take 5 to 7 years. They're going to keep playing this game to the immigration court through appeal after appeal after appeal, district judge, to slow us down because their hopes is they'll gain power again, then they can warrant amnesty to 10 million illegal aliens that are released in this country illegally. That is their plan, and we're trying to remove these public safety threats and national security threats as quick as possible. They're putting every roadblock imaginable in front of us to prevent us from doing that.
Absolutely. And as Homan explained,
yesterday the president said this, and I quote, we cannot give
everyone two judges, two separate judges gave St. Kilmer the deportation order. But let me break down further. And I'm glad he said that. I'm glad that Homan said that. Let me break this down further. What the Democrats are doing, and you can see both sides of this and what happened this weekend with the arrest of that judge, okay? What the Democrats are doing with these illegals is saying, okay, we're going to shelter them in sanctuary cities. We're going to break the law to protect them. We're going to let them break the law by staying. And we're going to fortify those sanctuary cities. We'll do everything we can to get in the way of Trump's deportation officers. That way, when we retake power, which they will eventually, they can then, you know, pour out of the sanctuary cities back into the rest of America. And we'll protect them in the meantime, okay? So what do you see Trump doing this weekend? What do you see the Trump administration doing this weekend? Very clear law breaking by a judge. This judge gave them the perfect case to make a demonstration out of, and they should have. Why? What they're seeing is, we know you're sheltering these illegals. We know that you are going to provide them with a place to stay, and probably money too, and healthcare and all those other things, until a place to hide from us, until you could take power again. Understand, if you protect them, you will go to prison. Because what? You're breaking the law. That's what this is about. So over the weekend, and folks, I can't play this enough times, okay? Tell this to your liberal friends. When the CNN legal analyst agrees this judge appears to have broken the law, and the MSNBC legal analyst agrees this judge appears to have broken the law, we're done here.
Looking at the complaint, let's strip the politics out of it. This is a crime. If they can prove what happened here, it is a crime. This judge, let's strip the Trump of it all out. Let's strip the immigration of it all out. Let's say law enforcement shows up at a building with an arrest warrant. They're looking for person A. Person B then says, hey, there's a secret escape door out back. I'm going to show you the way, and then ushers that person out the back door. That is textbook obstruction.
Yeah, and when you have MSNBC's legal analyst saying the same thing?
If the facts are true, as alleged by the FBI agent in the court papers today, it doesn't look great for the judge, no matter how you slice it.
No, it doesn't. She did it. So what do the Democrats have? Well, leave us alone. So what Trump is doing is demonstrating to these sanctuary city officials, look, this is a judge. We don't care. You break the law, legitimately break the law, because they had to get a warrant. A judge had to sign off on this after looking at the evidence, okay? You're going to prison. So stand aside, no more hiding the future voters, and we're coming for them. You don't get to keep them in violation of the law. It's that simple. So the left shifted over the weekend to go, well, the spectacle, they did it with spectacle. Look, they humiliated her, loading her into that van. It's so wrong. Scott Jennings nails this on CNN.
And that they got an arrest warrant for a judge shows that they wanted to make this a spectacle. Last point I want to make is I presented to a grand jury and indicted a state prosecutor. I indicted a prosecutor. And I got a summons because I didn't want to make a spectacle. They made a spectacle of this case.
Well, they announced it on X, then deleted it. But then
here's Scott.
Why wouldn't you want to make a spectacle of it? I mean, the fact of the matter is, there are liberal Democrat elected officials, not all judges, some are mayors and others, all over this country who have said repeatedly since Donald Trump became the president that they would like to obstruct his principles and his program when it comes to deporting illegal immigrants. Here you have this person. If these facts are proven true, obviously that's exactly what she was trying to do here. Why wouldn't you want
let
to make...
Let me respond to that.
Because...
You asked me a question, let me respond.
Well, let me tell you my view. The spectacle is important because a message has to be sent to everybody else. We're not going to put up... You've been elected by people to uphold the law, and some of the laws that have been most flagrantly violated in this country are immigration laws. You've got to get on board with upholding all the laws, not just
let me respond, Scott.
Here's the reason.
Okay, you said Cash Patel is head of the FBI. It's embarrassing.
Let me just respond to something
Go ahead.
Which is that you said, well, you got to worry about the impact on the community.
Yes.
The president and the Justice Department and his people have to worry about the impact of illegal immigration on the country because nobody's been worried about that for years.
Nope, nobody
cares.
The
reason this is important is because this is one of Donald Trump's biggest criminal justice priorities, and frankly, it's one of the American people's biggest priorities to control this. And you know well, there are people all over towns, all over this country, who have been working overtime to try to stop him from executing on this agenda. If she turns out to be one of them, a spectacle is warranted so other people will stop doing it.
I appreciate, Scott, you saying if she turns out to be one of them, because
she's doing it. She's
it is very much.
She clearly. Look, folks, let me tell you why they're so mad, okay, why they're thrown down. When did sanctuary cities really take off? Anybody remember that? Because I do. We've had them since the 70s, but it was just a couple in really radically left-wing places. They wasn't widespread. When did they take off? One under Clinton. It was under Bush. And so the tamper tantrum the left is really having is, look, even the Republicans let us have our sanctuary cities. Even the Republicans let us violate the law. It's this guy Trump. He's out of line. Even Republicans didn't do this. They knew. They understood we're more moral than them. We're smarter and we're better. And if we decide it's time to break the law, then we can and we should. Nobody's ever said no to them before, including Republicans. Have you ever seen any serious proposal to end the funding for sanctuary cities, crack down in any way? No, not from Republicans. So they're trying to isolate Trump from the herd. Oh, he's nuts. It's only Trump. Even these Republicans don't want to stop us. That's exactly what they're doing. And folks, why? Because they want a criminal justice system built around politics, just like in communist China and communist Russia, where the only real crime is falling afoul of the party. Let me give an example of what I'm talking about. You know that Hennepin County DA? The one where the guy went and did $30,000 of damage across six Teslas. One of them he did $10,000 worth of damage to. And she's like, I'm not charging him diversionary program, which is where if you complete like counseling and community service, you don't get charged with a felony. You know what ended up happening with her? This happened over the weekend. It was found the same day she had a 19-year-old restaurant worker who was just mad at another person that she worked with, keyed the car. Charge that person with a felony, first degree, one car. This guy hit six Teslas. You can't get more deliberate than that. She's like, that's a diversionary program. Folks, that is the beating heart of dual justice. Right there is exactly how that program would work in this country. Well, it depends on the politics. I mean, if you're going to thug out and abuse Trump supporters or Elon supporters or just people who drive a Tesla, why, then we can turn our head the other way. Why? What is the point? Build fear of the mob and Democrat mob violence to truly give it power. That's power right there. When you turn your head and say, well, I understand you were mad at Elon the first five times you scratched those Teslas. So, you know, we're on the same page here. What happens? That induces terror in the population because anytime you make one of them mad by driving the wrong car, wearing the wrong shirt, putting on the wrong hat, they might beat you, destroy your car, and they'll get away with it. So best to just shut up, sell your Tesla if that's what they want you to do, if that's what they request, so that you don't get hurt or the Tesla does it. Wait till you hear what that prosecutor's doing. Folks, this is, and I don't mean to spend so much time on Hennepin County, but this is where they're going. It's the perfect microcosm. I'll explain next. Folks, do you hear what Adam Schiff, longtime Democrat congressman, chief architect of the Russia collusion hoax, lied his butt off, was censured by Congress? Talking to Bill Maher, a comedian who has a show, about flying into California and making the mistake of leaving his luggage where the thieves can get it. Because in California, I mean, that's a post-constitutional, post-American territory where criminals run free, like they intend for illegal immigrant criminals and everybody else to do, is they love criminals. Nobody loves criminals more than Democrats. which, according to Adam Schiff, makes Democrats a-holes? Folks, it is the must-hear audio of the weekend. Take a listen. This is from his appearance on Bill Maher's show, Shifty Shift.
So we're going to have to change how we do business in California. We're going to have to address people's legitimate concerns about crime. I was in South San Francisco 2 years ago after I had an experience in the city that all too many people had when my luggage was stolen out of my car. They tell you don't ever leave your luggage in the car. I never do until the one time I did. And of course, it got stolen. And what was most memorable about the experience for me is I went to this Target in South San Francisco, 10 o'clock at night, and I'm getting the toiletries I'm going to need for my next 2 days in the city. I get to the cashier.
You went there by yourself, not an assistant.
I think I went there. Well, yes, I had somebody drop me off at the store.
Yeah, so we had someone drop him off at the store. Everything, of course, is locked away because otherwise the thieves the Democrats keep turning back out on the street will just simply go help themselves to all of it and never be punished for it.
First of all, I had to get the clerk, which is hard to find, to unlock the shampoo or the whatever. So that's one thing. And then I get to the cashier. The cashier asked me if I want one of those Target bags with a little bullseye on it. And I said, yes, that Target bag is going to be my luggage for the next 2 days. And she asked me what happened, and I told her, and she basically said, in not so many words, yeah, Democrats are assholes. And I thought, you know, if the cashier in South San Francisco at 10 o'clock at night believes that Democrats are assholes because the shampoo is locked up and my stuff got stolen out of the trunk, we've got a major problem that we have to address. And I think
that's an awesome story.
Yeah. Now, remember, they incentivized theft. What they did was said, well, okay, if you keep the theft under, I think it was $790, you know, like help yourself to a TV, but not too big a one. Well, then they're not going to take you into the station. They just give you a ticket telling you when to show up for your court hearing. And then you combine that with a DA for the state saying, hey, if it's a misdemeanor, we're not going to prosecute it. Well, it's a misdemeanor under, I think, like $800. It was either eight or nine. Let's say eight to be conservative, but I think it was eight or nine. I can't remember. It's a misdemeanor. And then she says, well, we're not going to prosecute misdemeanors. What does that mean? Well, you just walk right in, steal whatever you need, leave. If the police happen to catch you, get a little ticket to show up, but don't worry, she's not going to prosecute it anyway. Nobody cares. And then just go back in again and again and again so that each separate trip is under, you know, $800. And then you just take whatever you want. They have to lock it all up. And so he's saying, look, even the woman who works behind the counter at the Target thinks we're a-holes. Oh, well, she probably loved watching y'all this weekend. Taking up for another criminal, this one, another illegal immigrant who beat a woman and a man. Nothing like a woman beater. We love those as women. We just say, wow, we hope the Democrats protect that guy so he can beat us up again. Especially if you're not supposed to be here because they're illegal immigrants. So, I mean, there's clearly not getting it. But also getting it, like, yeah, people think we're jerks. We foist criminals on them. Hey, how's the weather in El Salvador this time of year? Have we sprung St. Kilmer yet? There's so much human trafficking to be done that Americans just won't do. So many wives to be beaten. I mean, it's just endless. Texter writes, so Democrats never say how to fix the problem. How is Schiff going to fix Democrats being a-holes? He's not. He's just going to acknowledge some people don't like it and carry on as he has. Texter writes, hey, Tira, where in the world is Waldo? Where are PM Bondi, Cash Patel, and Dan Bongino? The clock is ticking. Yeah, they got to start firing people. They have got to start cleaning out the FBI and the DOJ. There was a great article over the weekend about how they've turned the Civil Rights Division of the DOJ into now they're fighting DEI and Christian persecution, which there's a lot of. Great. But are the same people still working there? That's a problem. They're going to go right back to putting innocent people in prison for their religious and political beliefs, just like they were before. I mean, it's not enough. It's not enough. Texter writes about the New Mexico judge and his wife who destroyed that illegal immigrant's cell phone, which contained the pictures of decapitated bodies. I've been saying the whole show, folks, FBI and Department of Homeland Security do not raid your house if you're merely lending guns to your illegal immigrant friend. Something much bigger is going on there. That's going to be a major scandal, and it's going to affect more than just them. It's going to leach into the Democrat Party. Texture writes, if you were watching this in a movie talking about the judge and his wife and the guns and all of that, you would 100% believe that these judges and politicians were paid off by the cartels. No question. Yeah, something big is up there. I can't wait to find out what it is. Have a great rest of the day. Mike Gallagher is up next.